Sometimes when I am anxious about things, I can tend to look for some concrete, busy work to do in order to focus myself on something I can handle. The bigger the issue I'm anxious about, it's probably something I don't want to deal with, so I do some busy work to keep myself a little distracted from the more important thing. I wonder if that was something of Peter's experience at the Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John went up the mountain with Jesus to have this experience of Christ's glory as Moses and Elijah also appear. It's a lot to take in. Peter's response is to get busy with something he can handle. Master, let's get busy. Let's make three tents for everybody. And even though he was doing what he thought was a good thing, Peter was missing the point. What happened next is what that experience was all about. A cloud came, and from the cloud was a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." And after that, they only saw Jesus alone. Jesus was the focus. That experience of the Transfiguration, of seeing his glory, of coming to know more deeply who Jesus is, the beloved Son of God, was so important for the coming events as Jesus was preparing them for his death and resurrection. What happened on that mountain was an experience of worship. For us Catholics, the primary and most important form of worship is here at Mass. Our worship of God at Mass is centered on the death and resurrection of Jesus, what we call the Paschal Mystery. Worship focuses us on God. We can experience Mass in different ways. On Sunday, we bring the struggles and anxieties we each have. We also have our own preferences about Mass and what we like or dislike about it. But sometimes focusing on those things gets in the way of God. We're here first and foremost to worship God. Trying to do too many other things at Mass can get in the way of our focus on him. Even our own thoughts about how Mass could be improved is somewhat like Peter deciding to build those tents. We need to let God shift our focus away from ourselves and back to him. Over the past few years, we've been trying to do that at our parish. For the last 3 years, Bishop Ricken has joined the bishops of the United States in a time of Eucharistic revival. Bishop Ricken himself was here at St. Raphael's 6 weeks ago and gave a great presentation on the Eucharist. Last summer, about 30 parishioners from the Oshkosh area participated in the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. We're planning our own Eucharistic Congress here in Oshkosh this coming June. In early 2023, Father Kevin and I gave a homily series based on Bishop Ricken's teachings on the Mass. Father Quinn and I gave some homilies on the Liturgy of the Word during the Advent that he was here. And Father Ben and I are now taking this Lent to focus on our preparation for the Mass and Communion. We've been focusing on praying the Mass well so that it can be an experience of worshiping God. Thank you for being part of that as we've been slowly making changes over time to help us more authentically worship the Lord. We've worked on being prayerful and quiet before Mass begins. We've worked on less announcements and extra things during Mass. We've worked on having times of quiet during Mass, especially after communion. We've been getting better and better at taking our time in receiving communion and making it a reverent moment as we remember to receive Jesus in our mouth before we move our feet and begin to walk away. We've purposely gone slowly in making these changes so that the changes themselves would not become a distraction. It was 5 years ago this week when we did experience an abrupt change. March 19th, 2020, the Feast of St. Joseph, was the last Mass we had before the COVID shutdown. And those first 2 or 3 months were surreal in many ways. One of the memories I will always keep is the experience of bringing the Blessed Sacrament to various neighborhoods of our parish during that time. Father Anil and I would walk through neighborhoods with the Eucharist in a monstrance as a way of bringing Jesus to people. It was not uncommon to find people crying as we passed by in front of their homes. It was a very moving time. And I was so hopeful those first few months that the experience of the pandemic would bring us to a much deeper hunger for Christ in the Eucharist. My hopes vanished when COVID got political and when the politics of COVID were brought into church. The focus moved away from our love of the Eucharist, and instead, all of a sudden, we all had opinions over how best to carry out daily life, including here at Mass. I will always be so grateful to those people who remained faithful to Mass during that first year of COVID. It seems like we really deepened our faith during that time. I'm also very grateful to the many people who have come back since then. It is so good to have you here. We are here to worship God. We are here to focus on Him. We are here to desire to be in communion with God and with one another. And we do that in a profound way by experiencing the glory of God in the Eucharist. We let go of the things that distract us as we take time to simply be with the Lord. We allow God to focus our minds and hearts on His beloved Son. We kneel in worship. We then come forward to receive Him, the one who desires to be so close to us, to be one with us, to draw us into unity with one another through our unity with Him. It is Jesus whom we receive. It is Christ, the Son of God, whom we worship. How blessed are we called to the supper of the Lamb.